everyone. I'm Maria Shakil, and I cover politics and government for CNN News 18. Ideally, this should have been an election about water, power, garbage, even parking space, issues that matter to all of us on a daily basis. But look what has happened. 2017 elections for Delhi's three municipal bodies had the nation riveted, with everyone asking one straight question. Will Arvind Kejriwal and his Aam Aadmi Party continue to keep BJP away from Delhi, even as Narendra Modi rules like a king from New Delhi? And at the end of the day, what do we have? BJP exacted its revenge. Aam Aadmi Party finished a very distant second as the Modi juggernaut quite literally rolled over the tall claims of Kejriwal and company, making the national capital one among the long list of states the BJP has conquered under BJP president, who clearly is now a master strategist, Amit Shah. And look close, you will understand that how perhaps Kejriwal did not even stand a chance. The Modi-Shah duo had scripted the Aam Aadmi Party defeat even before the polls began. I cover the BJP and have been covering this party extensively, and sources in the party say that before the onset of 2016 winter, Amit Shah had set up a committee under National General Secretary Bhupendra Yadav to audit the functioning of the MCD. A source, in fact, told us it was to look at both the political and executive side of it to set the ball rolling for the preparations for the MCD elections. One of the key findings of this committee was that there was rampant dissatisfaction with the current councillors, and hence the BJP came up with the decision of going for a complete overhaul of all the candidates. In fact, party sources say that this is a strategy that has been worked out and has worked out for the Prime Minister and the BJP several times in the past. We are also reminded of how during 2002, 2007, 2012 assembly elections, the BJP had not fielded many sitting legislators in the assembly elections of Gujarat. In fact, in 2012, we are told that the BJP had gone to the extent of dropping 40% of its legislators and opting for new candidates, and each time it won big. Party sources say, in fact, they are telling me that they could go for the same strategy as they face a very important election where they are facing massive anti-incumbency, that is in the state of Gujarat, where the BJP has been in power for more than 19 years. And hence, this is one strategy they are saying that could really help convert anti-incumbency into their advantage and perhaps make anti-incumbency a non-issue. What also worked for the BJP in these elections was that they focused on Purvanchalis. So who really are the Purvanchalis? It's a community which is made up of immigrants from Eastern UP and West Bihar, and they constitute nearly 32% of Delhi. And according to sources in the BJP, they are telling me that the BJP president wanted to send a clear message with the appointment of Manoj Tiwari as the state unit BJP chief, that the BJP now is looking at acknowledging the growing dominance of Purvanchalis in Delhi. And in fact, sources are saying that this decision to project Manoj Tiwari as the head of the BJP in Delhi was against the wishes of several local leaders, and Amit Shah himself took that call because he wanted to send that message that Purvanchalis have equal right over the party's Delhi unit. So clearly, a lot of changes as far as a lot of thought process that has gone as far as the BJP is concerned. And of course, this is a big thumbs up to demonetization coming from another urban center. Delhi had seen long queues, restlessness, poor implementation was one issue that was being reported time and again post the demonetization announcement on 8th of November. And this shows that even the national capital is giving a thumbs up to Prime Minister Modi's demonetization drive. We have talked about the victor. What about the vanquished? Party number two, Arvind Kejriwal's Aam Aadmi Party. After Punjab drubbing, Aam Aadmi Party surely appears a sore loser because it is continuing to blame the EVM machines. The response that came from Amit Shah was that the same EVMs, in fact, won Arvind Kejriwal that decisive victory of 67 out of 70 in 2015 elections. But there are questions also being raised about Arvind Kejriwal's style of functioning now. Dissent growing from within the party. Kumar Vishwas, Bhagwant Mann have all openly raised questions about his leadership, his style of functioning. But the question that is being asked is, did Arvind Kejriwal perhaps get too ambitious? And he started looking beyond Delhi, and which meant that he lost control over Delhi. His immediate challenge, of course, will be to ensure that his house is in order, and he should stop looking for scapegoats. That is one big lesson that is coming for Arvind Kejriwal. Party number three, that is the Congress. Of course, Ajay Makan has resigned, claiming responsibility. But his own stocks have clearly gone down, given the fact that in this election, Makan had completely sidelined Sheila Dixit, the longest serving chief minister of Delhi, who was seen as Delhi's mascot, the grand old lady of Delhi, who was responsible for changing the look of Delhi, how Delhi appears. And Sheila Dixit was completely missing from the posters. Ajay Makan, just weeks before the MCD polls, was accused of ignoring veterans. Just 20 days before the polls, veteran Congress leaders such as A.K. Walia and others had quit. Arvinder Singh Lovely, former DPCC president, also joined the BJP. Certainly, the Congress has much to think, much to deliberate. But why are we giving so much of focus on an MCD election? You know, the fact is that it is Delhi, India's capital city. It is home to power centers, the South Block, the North Block, the Parliament of India, the IB office, the Army headquarters, the security establishment, the policies and politics of India invariably emanates and resonates most from Delhi. And of course, most of the news channels have their headquarters here in Delhi. One of the key takeaways is also this, that the Lutyens' Delhi, the central Delhi, the south Delhi, where the power elites of India live and have made Delhi their homes, have voted for Narendra Modi, someone who was seen and had called himself a rank outsider to the Delhi shenanigans for almost 3 years. And the fact that this victory comes at a very crucial time, because the Modi government will be completing 3 years in office on 26th of May, and it's a sweet victory that is coming with Modi government completing 3 years in office. And of course, the first drubbing that Prime Minister Modi faced also came from Delhi, when the Aam Aadmi Party, remember, had swept elections, the assembly elections, winning 67 of 70 in 2015. In many ways, today, Prime Minister Modi has settled that debate, that Delhi has accepted him, and of course, he has traveled a long way through triumphs and failures.